This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullen. Senator Ed Markey is crediting young progressive voters for his decisive victory yesterday over Congressman Joe Kennedy in the Massachusetts Democratic primary election. The race was for the seat that Markey held for 7 years. He spoke to reporters in Boston this afternoon.
There's an old saying in Massachusetts politics that it's great to have young people behind you, but they just don't vote. Well, we put that old saw to rest yesterday.
Joining us now is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, who is with Markey this afternoon. Anthony, would you flesh out for us how important young voters were to Markey?
Well, they voted in big numbers yesterday, and they really helped fuel the incumbent senator's victory over Kennedy by more than 10 points. And, you know, at a time when progressive Democratic voters are upsetting establishment Democrats and delivering victories to people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley here in Boston, Cori Bush out in Missouri, Jamal Bowman in New York, Markey managed to sort of flip that dynamic on its head and cast himself as the progressive that needed to be protected. You know, he embraced causes like the Green New Deal and Medicare for All, and progressives ended up rallying to him and ensured that the longest serving member of the state's congressional delegation will very likely get another 6-year term. That's assuming he beats his Republican challenger, Kevin O'Connor, which is expected. O'Connor won the Republican primary last night, promising, among other things, to clean house in Washington. He calls Markey a democratic socialist and says he doesn't represent the people of Massachusetts.
This was, though, an impressive win for Markey, especially when you consider that it came against Kennedy. Why do you think Joe Kennedy fell so short in his effort to unseat Markey?
Well, Kennedy has a lot of things. He had a lot of things going right. I mean, he's young, he's handsome, he's articulate, and he's a Kennedy in Massachusetts. Lots of people liked him. He had very high favorables. Add to that the fact that there really wasn't any daylight on the issues between him and Markey. But at the end of the day, it wasn't enough for him to say, I have what it takes to be a good senator. He needed to make a case for why voters should fire Markey. And at the end of the day, he just couldn't do that. And Markey, by the way, opposed court-ordered busing to desegregate Boston public schools. He voted for the Gulf War. He voted for the 1996 crime bill when he was in the House. He did a masterful job of casting himself as the real progressive. His alliance with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the Green New Deal was hugely important in that effort, and he was able to build on that and attract the endorsements of groups like the Sunrise Movement. And frankly, when Nancy Pelosi endorsed Kennedy, I think it made Kennedy look more like the establishment candidate than Markey.
It was a pretty hard-fought and sometimes bitter campaign. I understand that Markey had a few things to say about Joe Kennedy today. What did he say?
Yeah, reluctantly. I mean, he was asked a number of times about whether he buys into the idea that Kennedy's defeat marks the end of the Kennedy political dynasty. It is worth noting that this was the first election loss ever for a Kennedy in Massachusetts. And at first, Markey really didn't want to talk about Kennedy, but reporters pushed him, and he ended up offering a kind of tribute to the Kennedy family.
The Kennedy family has served the Commonwealth and our nation with distinction for generations. I revere their legacy and what they have done for our state and our country. I was inspired by a call to service by President Kennedy.
So what do you think is next for Joe Kennedy then? You mentioned people are already writing about an end to the Kennedy political dynasty, which I think to a lot of people watching the Kennedys for years, that seems like it may not happen.
Well, you know, on the one hand, it's probably true to this extent. There are more and more younger voters who weren't alive when Joe Kennedy's great uncle, John F. Kennedy, was president, or who don't know much about his grandfather, Robert F. Kennedy, or his other great uncle, the late Senator Ted Kennedy. You know, on the other hand, I don't think we've seen the last of Joe Kennedy. He's young, he's talented, he's smart. I mean, you can recall that Andrew Cuomo of New York, the heir to another political dynasty, maybe not a Kennedy-esque dynasty. Still, he lost his first campaign for governor. People predicted he was finished. Well, he came back, ran for attorney general. He won, then ran again for governor and won and has been reelected twice. So losing is often part of successful political careers, and I could imagine something like that for Joe Kennedy.
And what's happening in the race to replace Kennedy?
Well, Julie Hall won the Republican primary. She defeated David Rosa. But the Democratic primary is unresolved, very close, with just over 96% of precincts reporting the two top candidates, Jake Auchincloss and Jesse Mermel remain within a percentage point of one another. Auchincloss is ahead by a little over 1,500 votes among tens of thousands that were cast. So the counting continues in that race.
WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Lisa.